Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that when answered could bring a whole new level of clarity and understanding with your training habits, with your eating habits, with the physique development process, with your level of fitness, what would that question be? Think about that right now. Call in to the show. You can talk to me live. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. Call in. Get my free ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. It's a $24.99 ebook, and it's yours for free just by calling in. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you're going through in the gym with your eating habits. All it takes is one new distinction that can launch you into a new level of physical growth and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by my website, skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. Go to the website, look for all that free information in training, nutrition, motivation. Sign up for the weekly e-newsletter that's sent to you. Sign up. Check out the box for the bodybuilding. We've got some other categories there for you to stay on top through email alerts on skiplacour.com. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by the AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition website, AST-SS.com, AST-SS.com. Check it out for all the latest in sports nutrition, high-quality sports nutritional products. And also, AST Sports Science is the creator of the Max OT training routine. Max OT training, the most effective and efficient training program. You heard it all over the internet. Heard it from your friends in the gym. Max OT training, click the box, sign up for it. Get an email with a password to go into the website. Check out that extensive program that's all outlined for you. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts, and what is the next level for you? Have you taken the time to identify exactly what it is you want? How much detail have you put into thinking about that body that you want? And how much detail have you put into how you're going to get there, how you're going to make that happen? Well, I can help you. I can help you create clarity and also come up with a strategy, a structured plan to get you from where you are now, from where you want to be. You just need to really determine, think about where you want to go. So what's stopping you from getting there? Getting what you want, finding the best combination of training strategies, nutrition strategies, nutritional supplementation, and the mental strategies is going to be a lot easier when you know what you want, and the answers will start coming to you just like magic, maybe right here, right now, on this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. So call into the show. Again, that number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. I want to welcome to the show my co-host. Oh, he's joined me over several weeks, and hopefully in the next several weeks to come, is Ben Lewis. Ben Lewis is a fitness professional in Australia. Ben and I came to know each other. He was ambitious back in the day, looking for the strategy to take his business to the next level, and he became a part of my coaching program. I saw so much potential, so much passion, so much drive, so much way of connecting that was different that really kind of created a friendship, a definite mutual respect and a business relationship. And so I've invited Ben to share his knowledge and his fresh perspective with you on the show. Ben, how are you today, sir?
Doing fabulous. Great to be here. Very, very well, thanks.
Great. Well, today what I want to talk about, Ben, and for those of you who are listening, whether it's live on our podcasted version, and you can join our chat session live, you can also instant message me at skiplacour@yahoo, the Yahoo instant message. And we want to talk today about the coming year. We're coming down to the holidays, are just about over. A lot of the gym patterns, eating patterns have all really changed. And what's your mindset right now as you're preparing for this new year? How are you getting through these last few days? Are you okay? Is it putting you in a negative state of mind? Or are you just kind of just relaxing, you know, biding your time until the first of the year and ready to hit it hard? And I also want to prepare you, you know, a lot of times we set that January 1st date as a day we're going to get it in gear and get back on our training habits or eating habits. And sometimes that doesn't happen. And then before you know it, it's summertime, we're still saying the same thing. So we want to talk about that and how to prevent you from that. I'll talk about my experiences personally and also my experience dealing with other people and can share some things like that too. So, Ben, what's the attitude, the moods in the gym that you see right now? Have things changed? People doing a little bit more relaxing? I mean, do you have some clients here that have taken – maybe the last few weeks off of their training altogether?
Yeah, absolutely. This time of year, I really just see that over the Christmas break, a lot of the gyms, fitness centers, they seem to be closed, and people just relaxing. I find they seem to relax and maybe just lower their standards over the Christmas period. They tend to be eating quite a bit more and drinking, possibly in that, you know, bit of a party mode.
Right.
Yeah, so I do see that, quite a bit of that, actually. Yeah, that's the thing that I've witnessed.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the thing that in the gyms that I've witnessed is that the people who are the most focused and the most dedicated all year round, I mean, they're still there going at it. You know, it's like nothing's ever changed, especially that 5 o'clock in the morning crowd. I tend to find that's the most dedicated group, those people who go in before work. And, you know, everybody's same attitude. You wouldn't even know it's different. It's Christmas time versus the other time, except for maybe they're a little frustrated that the gym wasn't open or closed early one day. It's the people that you don't see in the gym. Those are the ones that are probably struggling, probably getting ready to listen to the show. So for those people, I think it's, you know, there's nothing wrong, definitely, if you have the scheduled time off to break, not to get disappointed in yourself. It's something that you scheduled, something you allowed. Rest, relax, take that emotional break as well as that physical break. It's just that, how are you going to really bounce back? Are you going to really get shape? See, a lot of times I find that a lot of people get really disappointed in themselves. They know that they were going to take a break, but they got so far off track, they developed some bad habits even in the couple weeks during the holidays that they can't get themselves back on track. what have you noticed about that, with that mentality, Ben?
You know, absolutely. I have had a few clients, and they tend to just, you know, let their hair down. And as you say, you know, they really find it hard to actually get back on track. And that's, you know, part of my role is actually being there for them and just guiding them through that and just looking at exactly what needs to happen and just reevaluating the situation and, you know, those standards that they need to set for themselves, the disciplines that they need to follow through with each and every day. And, some people, they do find it a struggle, and it's just a matter of actually establishing, you know, that mindset, reevaluating exactly what they want and going for it.
Right, definitely. It's definitely a mindset. It's just right now, I mean, it's disappointing yourself. It's, you know, it's easy to give yourself you know, the break right now. What's going to be hard is if they don't pick up the speed a little bit at a time, and then the first of the year happens, and the first week of the new year happens, and they still didn't get back to the gym, or they still continue with their bad eating habits, then they're going to have a problem. If they fail during that first week, what I found is that most people really, they're going to fail all the way until that first, well, here in the United States, I know that it's summertime there, right? That
it is, yes.
Yeah, you have your good weather here. Is that what I find is that here in the United States with, you know, our weather is that they won't, if they fail during the first of the year, they didn't get back on it after the holidays, they'll wait until that first big patch of good weather comes when they start thinking about the sun changes their mood, their attitude, maybe they'll think a little ahead until summertime when they're going to have to wear their bathing suits. So what I found here in the United States, it's not the first of the year where it's the big kickoff in the gyms. It really happens like at the end of February, the beginning of March. And those are the people who, you know, again, who failed. So my thing now is to plant a seed on how can you already be in full stride by the time that first patch of good weather hits. And that's by building your, like Ben talked about, your daily disciplines, those patterns slowly but surely, starting the first year. Maybe, just like right now, during the holidays, you're pretty forgiving for yourself. You've allowed yourself to eat a lot of food, have some fun with friends, miss a few days in the gym, and that's okay for you. Maybe your standards that you set, you don't go from 0 to 100 miles per hour. Maybe the standards that you set for yourself at the beginning of the year maybe shouldn't be quite so ambitious, especially if you've been out of the gym. Maybe this is a really bad month for you. You might set yourself up for failure. Maybe just make sure you just get to the gym, or make sure you only eat one bad meal a day, or if you're in a pattern. Maybe you should build upon your expectations slowly but surely, not go from not in the gym, eating poorly, to expecting just perfection. Even if you've been in that mode, maybe it was just, I don't know, a couple months ago you were in a perfect training mode, perfect eating mode. Maybe you shouldn't expect that right away at the first year. What do you think about that advice, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that you just want to build it in incremental sequence. Sometimes, you know, people may be overwhelmed to too much change. All of a sudden, it can be overwhelming. So certainly just small changes step by step and keep building it. So, no, I really agree with what you're saying there. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, most people, we've been through this situation many times before. And that's a good thing to tap into, is that if you've been through this before, you'll get through it again. And that's a good thing for all areas in life. If you're going through a challenging time right now with the holidays, a lot of people are down because of holidays. And when you're out of your pattern, your work pattern is the same. You know, maybe visiting friends and family, and those are good times. Those also can be challenging times. There's a lot of lonely people out there that can't wait until everybody gets back in their same structure. Or you've let yourself down with your eating. You know you've gained weight. You're feeling sluggish because of that food. You're not moving around. You're not exercising. Well, you've been here before. You've been here before, and sometimes it's time to tap into it. You understand that, because there is a time, one step at a time, one daily discipline at a time, being patient with yourself, eyeing that time, that just like now, during these maybe tough times physically with your training, maybe emotionally for you right now, is that you've been in these times before. Pick that point out. Wasn't it just last summer where you were on fire, everything was going great, you know, and you had everything going for you, right? Well, you were in these type of times before, and you were strong enough. You put the pieces together. You became disciplined again. Just keep that in mind as you go through these challenging times, whether you're letting yourself down or you're not quite sure. And remember that when the first year hits up, when you're really dedicated to it. Don't expect it back right away. A little at a time will work it. So what are your goals for the coming year, Ben, when it comes to your health and fitness?
Okay, so really when it comes to health and fitness, just to keep on just really just getting the absolute best out of myself in regards to health and fitness, and I think really just being a lot more efficient, you know, in the way that I actually execute and perform everything. So that can come down to just every single day, you know, just really being on track. But I suppose really with my, you know, bodybuilding and fitness is just to, you know, get the absolute best out of myself. And, just really keep on taking it to higher and higher levels all the time.
Right, right. If you want to call in, you want to tell me, you know, this is a great time to get up and testify, commit to what you have planned for the next year. This is a good time. Sometimes when you say it open, even you just commit to somebody else, you let the words come out of your mouth, it just is the first step and empowering. Call up the show right now, 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. I'd be really interested to see what you have planned to put together for yourself during the coming year, and if there's anything I can do, any information I can give to help you get towards that direction. Ben and I are here to help you do that too. So, so your clientele, is that something that you're planning on really expanding upon in the coming year, Ben?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. Really just expanding my clientele, and certainly that's something I can definitely look at, keep expanding for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
And how about in the way of training? I mean, are you pretty? You have any new theories, new approaches that you're going to try? Is there an area of the fitness? There's just so many different angles towards it. But is there anything that you're going to learn more about or introduce to your client base? Anything that you see that you're interested in?
Yeah, certainly. I think, you know, specializing as well in training for ladies, girls, and women, you know, wanting to, you know, just really, you know, better, you know, just, yeah, assisting them in their specific needs, I think is a great area as well. I'd like to be able to assist them in a much more hands-on way. So, yeah, that's something I'd like to keep expanding with.
All right. Hey, Ben, you know, with the economy over there and with the clients, people you talk to in the gym, how is the economy, what's the mindset out there with the people in the gym? Because, you know, we talk about our physical health, but that mental health, that emotional stability, that affects our health in a big way. What's the talk there in the gyms or around town or in your travels?
Yeah, certainly. Some people sort of have the attitude, you know, you should really save and, you know, you don't just watch out. They have maybe that sort of a lack mentality, you know, regarding that. Some people may have the theory, you know, that fitness and, you know, training and that type of thing is considered maybe a luxury now. Some people may have that attitude, you know, due to what's actually happened.
A lot of people are fearful of what this economy is going to bring. I mean, are they just expressing their fear of what might happen over this next year?
Absolutely. Some people are. I think they are a little bit fearful in regards to that. But other people, you know, it's sort of like, you know, why buy into that? You know, that's just a limiting sort of mindset. You know, you don't want to fall in step with that belief system. Some people have a lot more, you know, an attitude of more, you know, affluence and abundance and don't want to actually go there or buy into that. So, yeah, you just get the mixture.
How many people do you run into a lot of people who are actually feeling it? Here in the United States, there is... You know, there is that news that you talk about, the doom and gloom news about what's in the economic future. But also there's a lot of layoffs with jobs, and there's key store closings. Anything real or tangible that, you know, that this goes a lot more for a lot of people already, a lot more than just an attitude. They're being affected.
Right, I've got you. I understand that, and here I think in a minimal way, you know, it has been felt in regards to some places actually closing down manufacturers, but not on an extremely large scale. I don't think it's really been affected in that way yet. So now the repercussions here haven't been, you know, that tangible yet. So no, not at this stage. I don't really feel that we've been affected so much just at this point.
Well, I'll tell you, in my circles, I can definitely tell the fact. People are really, they're scared. I mean, when they don't talk about something is when they're handling it, right? When it's something that's constantly being talked about, there's a lot of layoffs with jobs. Really makes you look back just a couple of years ago, the attitude that we had, the stuff that we used to worry about, and how maybe silly it was compared to now. When people are losing their jobs, I mean, even if you did really well, you saved, you worked hard, you put money away, well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who did everything right, but because this economy turned around so quickly, you know, they lost a big chunk of their retirement, their future planning, sometimes up to 30-40%. I mean, that adds a lot of years to your that life plan of that work that's now all gone. And I'll tell you, it's really affecting their moods and their attitudes and their sense of certainty. And the reason why I'm talking about it right now is that there's not too many things. You can just worry about yourself during these times. And there are certain things that you're going to have to use just to ride things out. And your mindset, your emotional stability is everything right now. And I'll tell you, for those people who just, you know, kind of feel a little bit defeated or, you know, these times are tough, kind of this, if you can just maintain during these times, you can just keep your head above water, keep your job, you know, stay on top of things. Don't worry about necessarily. I mean, you know, some people would say that this may be a negative attitude, is that maybe if you're not creating massive wealth, maybe if all those dreams and plans that you had the last couple of years that you were driving towards, maybe you can just hunker down and just maintain until you ride these economic times out. That might be the best strategy right now. Hold on. We've got a call on the line. Is this Ken? Ken, are you on the line?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Ken. How can I help you today, sir? You have a question? You have a comment on anything we're talking about right now?
Well, you had said you wanted to hear about what we're going to be doing for the next year.
Right.
One plan for me, I had asked about food a couple weeks ago. I typed in typed it in. But for this year, I'm going to be more conscious about the cycles of exercise. Like, for example, alternating my heavy and light bouts. And I was trying to. I guess my question is, how would you plan in your exercises for over a year period? Get an idea of, you know, where one's going.
Okay.
Does
awesome. Yeah, your phone line kind of went in a little in and out. But so this coming year, you're going to create a structured plan to alternate heavy and lighter training weeks. Is that right?
I think that's how I want to do it.
Okay. Now, how did you come up with that plan? First of all, Ken, how long have you been training?
For about 2 years.
Okay.
Well, 2 years.
And how did you normally go about it? What type of training did you do then?
What I've been doing, when I first started, I was doing, you know, full body exercise, full body for each time I went to the gym. And most recently, I've been splitting my workout into a back day, a leg day, chest day,
okay,
and then adding, you know, arm to those, you know, days.
Right. And now you, what are your goals? Are you you're just trying to be fit now?
I'm 40. Yeah. I'm 44, so I do want to build some muscle as much as I can. But I'm not, you know, I don't want to be huge. I just want to be, have a better physique. Feel
okay.
Look better.
And how many days a week do you train right now, Ken?
Three.
3 days? Okay. and you have a job and family and responsibility, so, you know.
Yeah, so I work at night, so when I come home from yeah.
And do you train in the morning or in the evening? I'm just curious.
I most train in the evening. I try to go Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the evening.
Right.
But occasionally I'll have to, move the Friday to a Saturday morning or something like that.
Now, Ken, are you consistent most of the time? So when you promise yourself, I'm going to train Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I mean, that occasional Saturday type of thing. But would you say you're pretty happy with your consistency in the gym?
Yeah. I get three workouts, whether it's Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, I get three workouts a week.
Okay, so you're happy with that. And then scale from 1 to 10. How happy are you with the way your body looks? And I understand that we're all striving for that next level. Just gives me a sense of maybe where you are right now.
Well, I'm happy with the way I look. I'm happy because I know that there are changes that have occurred since I started working out, and I can see changes. I mean, it's slower now than it was when I first started.
Sure.
I guess I'm much more attuned to my body and more aware of it, I should say. So I'm happy with my body.
I deal with a lot of people on a lot of different levels, and I think that it sounds like you put together a program and you're following a program that is really suiting what you're trying to get out of all this. Sounds like you're happy with it and you're consistent with it. And again, there's so many different levels to this. I mean, I deal with international bodybuilders, younger guys maybe who are just doing everything they can to get that one more ounce of muscle, right? Got people who can't get to the gym and they're 40, 50 pounds out of shape and they're struggling with all that. You know, you fit into that category right now. Fitness has its role to augment all of your life. You put a plan together. You know, if you feel good, you look good, then you're winning. And so that's the most important thing when it comes to that. It's setting up a game that you can win and then executing the plan by your design so that you feel like you're winning and you're happy with what you're doing. And again, this isn't necessarily for you, Ken. This is for everyone out there, is that I deal with people so many times that they are winning, but they set up this unbelievably complicated way to win that they don't feel like they're winning. So now, certainty and confidence, what you're doing is the most important thing to going on this journey, to being healthy, to being fit, to executing whatever you have planned. You sound very certain and confident right now. And you know what? There would be nothing that I would do to ever want to rock that or question that or anything. So besides telling me that you're going for a heavy and light type of rotation, what else can I do for you? Or do you just want to kind of just talk about your plans, Ken? I mean, do you want me to how I can help you with that? I mean, how do you plan on doing that? Are you going to do 2 weeks or then 2 weeks at a lighter? How are you going to go about that process? And again, how can I help you today, if anything?
Most of the exercises I do are with barbell, dumbbells, and, full body sort of moves like squats and bench presses and stuff like that. So, I think that's good. I think mostly for the heavier workouts, where I'm doing, lifting heavier weights.
Right.
But for, the lighter side, should I use same exercises, just lower weight, or is there better ways of attacking the muscle groups for, let's say, legs?
I try to make this as simple as possible because I think that it's not the exercise that you do, it's about how much passion and consistency and determination you put into every single one of the reps in every single exercise, okay? So when it comes to stimulating the muscle, whether it's for your arms, your biceps, you're doing a curl with a straight bar, you're doing with dumbbells, or you're doing with an easy curl or a preacher curl bar. It's all just stimulating the bicep. You see what I'm saying? Some people like certain different machines more than others. But again, what we're doing, we're stimulating the bicep. We're testing it. It's kind of, if we don't use it, we lose it, that mentality. So if we want to maintain good health, good muscle tone, we got to always make sure we use it. If we want to build muscle, we overload. And, of course, everything we do in the gym is we back it up with good eating habits. So when it comes to if you're going to train heavier and then lighter, if you get good and competent, good and efficient at doing certain exercises during your heavy days, I would do that same thing with your light workouts too. Same exercises, ones that you love, that you feel comfortable with. I don't think you need to complicate it doing a different assortment of exercises because it's a light day. Unless that you are using that time for a little bit of variety. But it doesn't sound like that for you. You're kind of settling into this program right now. Sounds like you're pretty excited with it. You're feeling more and more comfortable with it. You're not like some of those other guys who get bored and they're always looking to switch it up. You're not at that point. Am I right, Ken?
No, I'm not. I'm happy. You're right. I'm not the kind of person that just skips around to try new things.
You don't get bored. You sound like I said, you're very, very confident, competent and structured in your approach, it sounds like to me.
Oh, yeah, keep a notebook and, you know.
Right, I can tell that about you. Okay, so yeah, I would just, when you came up with the heavier and light type of method, is that something you read? Do you read the magazines? Do you do a lot of research on the internet? How did you come up with that, and how did you feel? Is it about muscle recovery? Is it about performance? What's your reasoning besides trying this approach? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, I do read some in the magazine, so I take that with a grain of salt because a lot of that is crap.
A lot of that is what? I didn't hear you.
Sorry, crap.
Okay.
I trust a lot of what is written in the magazine. I mean, there's some stuff, but other stuff it's hard to fully trust it. So, what I have done is that there are some books I read. One is called. I forget the name of the book, but it's something like Power, The Science to Power.
I don't know that book.
It explained how muscle was actually composed. It was like the different fibers, and you know, some is endurance, and some is good for lifting heavy weights. So you need to.
Right.
So this guy said that you need to have different types of exercise to stimulate the various types of muscle fiber. And
right,
he goes in on the day that, you know, each person is going to have a different composition of these muscle fibers. So not everybody's going to have the same percentages of the, I think, the fast twitch or slow twitch fibers.
Right, exactly, right.
And so to me, I was thinking to myself, well, if that's the case, I have to figure out what kind of muscle composition I have. So, I mean, am I growing more if I do heavier weights or lighter weights? With more reps, so I figured that I should this year I'm going to be more mindful of and see the results based on periods of heavy lifting and lighter lifting.
Right. Well, I'm going to address a couple things. You brought up some good points, and Ben, I'm going to ask you to your opinion on these too. You said about the muscle magazines, the information that you get there, and you called it crap. And no, you don't need to. I'm just saying is that opinion you have, Ken, is something that a lot of people have. And this is the way I would describe it, the information in the muscle magazines. That's the internet or whatever. And it kind of goes back to something that you'll hear if you listen to the show over and over again, is that. And I go back to the time like when I was really passionate. When I jumped into this you know, almost 20 years ago, Ken, and I broke things down. I was very meticulous in my approach like you. You sound like you break things down, you do the research, you do a lot of thinking. That type of science is something that appeals to you rather than someone who goes on an intuitive way of explaining things. That's how you just learn best. That's what you identify. That's your style. And that's the way I was. I learned everything I could. I broke things down. Very, very passionate. And because I was passionate, I wanted to step up and become a leader and help other people. And I enjoyed that a lot. Then I started writing. And then guess what? I started writing for the Muscle magazines. And it might have been as little as 5 years into my journey or so. And everything I wrote about, I believed 100%. And everything I wrote about, I was totally passionate and was convinced it would help people take their physiques to the next level. Now, fast forward maybe 10 years later, I don't know if I agree with everything that I wrote when I, you know, 10 years earlier. Although I really believed it at that time, I don't know if I believed that was the most effective and efficient manner. Okay? Right. Now, if someone were to say, was my writing crap? It definitely, see, here's the thing is that 95% of the people out there reading the magazines, they will never train for 5 years or more. Okay, so
really?
That although I had more to learn, that information I gave out that I totally believed in could help out just about every single reader who, if they just took the leap of faith and followed what I said, which, you know, again, if people could connect to different authors and different fitness experts differently, that would give them awesome results. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Was that the most effective and efficient way? Maybe, maybe not, but they would have got amazing results. The thing is, the reader on that other side needs to understand a couple things. One is any activity is going to be a lot better. Ken, you got yourself on a training program 3 days a week. You watch what you eat. It blends perfectly with your life. You, your body, you're happy with the way your body looks and how you're executing your training. That you are miles ahead of where you were a couple years ago, okay?
Yeah.
And you have that certainty and confidence and everything. And I bet right now you could write a training routine. Right now you can talk about a mental, a physical, a training approach to training right now that would help out a good 80%. Of the guys who are at your level. Does that make sense, Ken?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I know you don't see yourself necessarily as an expert, but I'm telling you, just look around the work or go in the mall or go in the airport. You're a physical specimen compared to the most guys that are 44 years old out there. Isn't that right?
Right, yeah.
You could write a book that could really lead them to the promised land right now. Now, would that... Yeah. Now, would that fitness book would it be something that maybe Ben could write? Could Ben improve upon your theories? Yes. Could I improve upon your theories? Probably. Okay. And that's just the way you need to look at the magazine. That I really believe if someone took the time to jump through those hoops and probably didn't even get paid really anything to publish that information, that person probably totally passionately believes in what he does. Definitely has worked for him. And the thing is, any activity a lot of times is better than what 95% of the readers are reading. Okay? So that's the way you should look at it, is that the information isn't necessarily crap, but is it the most effective and efficient way to build muscle and lose body fat at the same time? That's what you should be looking at.
Let me talk about the magazines. Is that, like I said, there is some good information in there.
Well, I'm gonna just stop you. I'm gonna stop you just for coaching type purposes. How are you evaluating what's good or not good? What's your standard of evaluating it? Because you've kind of already given me indicators that if they talk a lot about science and the physiology behind it, that's a plus for you. Does that make sense?
It's not just the science, though, because...
No, not just the science, but that's one of the indicators for you. I'm trying to determine how you determine if a routine is good or bad by just reading it.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Okay, well, for the basically for the routines. I get it for – I don't copy the routines, but I get a sense of, like, okay, what is this guy – or what's this guy doing, okay?
Right.
First of all, most of these routines in magazines are for professional bodybuilders who have been working out for 20 years, and that's all they do. They are maybe personal trainers, but they work out. They are able to work out for 2 hours in the afternoon. For somebody like me who just started 2 years ago, to do the intensity of a program like that, it would kill me.
Right.
You know, so I have to, you know, my intensity level is a lot less, maybe a quarter of what is shown in these magazines. So it's sort of, it's really, those exercises are for other bodybuilders, professional bodybuilders, not for somebody who's just beginning. I've never really found any muscle magazine which has given advice for people how to pick it myself. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to start at the beginning here, and I'm going to see where I'm going, and I'm not going to worry
right.
about that. And I'll just start.
Okay, let me just kind of jump in on a couple of things. Let me jump in on a couple of things. Number one is most of the articles that you see written are not by professional bodybuilders, okay? And let me tell you, those long two-hour routines, the professional bodybuilders who have made it to 20 years, they realize that that's not important, okay? They realize it's about stimulating
right,
muscle,
okay.
getting in and out of there. And see, that's the theory is that it's the guys who have 5 years of training, 3 to 5 years of training, those are the most passionate people. Those are the guys that are going to write those and submit those articles to the magazines. The guys who are wannabe bodybuilders or they're on their way, they are the people. Like, remember I talked about me, how passionate I was at that earlier point to write
right.
For the magazines, okay? Those are the people who take the time to write them in the magazines. The 20-year bodybuilder, he doesn't submit anything to the magazines because by 20 years, you're not, I would say generally this is true, you're not quite as passionate about it because you learn that it doesn't take all that to build all the muscle. It's the guys who overtrain in the gym, who spend 2 hours and do a million reps and exercises, those are the people who haven't crossed the threshold. They're not where you are. They've learned more than you have, and maybe they take it more seriously where you have a family and you're just in it for health, okay? They take it to this next level. They have this ambition to become this leader, okay? But they haven't gone to the other side to realize, you know, what's important or not. So that information, basically what you're saying is that they're for bodybuilders and people with 20 years experience. That's not necessarily true. but you're all right that those routines are overtraining. And I would say the majority of people in the gym, right now, it's like I would never take some of these training programs if they're in the gym consistently for a couple of years and if they did a bunch of things that I just thought were unnecessary. They didn't need to be done, and it has nothing to do with. I mean, I'm 46 years old, Ken. You know, you're 44. We both just have muscle. It's not, you know, I know a lot of people get into fast switch, slow trip, stuff like that, you know. Especially when you're just trying to be healthy, it doesn't need to be as complicated as that, okay? So the training routines,
right.
Here's the point is you get in there, you knock it down, you're looking healthy, you're looking good. Could I break down your training method and, you know, be your coach, be your personal trainer, so to speak, and get you even more effective and efficient in the time you're doing, meaning that you can spend just as much time in the gym right now, maybe less time, so you can spend with your business and family, and get better results. I could probably break it down because of my 20 years of experience that you'll spend less time in the gym and be more effective and efficient.
Right.
But the point is that I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to a person who's consistent, who's reaching their goals, because we can always break this down more and more and more, and certainty and confidence. So you actually show up to the gym, whether it's that complex routine in the magazine or it's a simple routine your neighbor gave you. You do anything consistently, you're going to look healthy, feel great. And you know, it's a lot to look healthy and feel great at 44 like you is a lot different than the guy who wants to, you know, win the national bodybuilding contest. But for you, you're doing everything right. Does that make sense to you?
When you look,
and so it's just a way to look at that stuff that maybe there might be a nugget that you can learn from the magazines to just know the perspective of where they're coming from.
Right.
And that goes for the internet. That goes for everything. See, most of the people that I've noticed, like on the internet, they're the most passionate. Someone who will spend time on message boards researching information. They're the most detailed and most science-oriented. I mean, things have to be, it's just like school. It's got to read like a textbook where it's lined out. Okay, can you see a bodybuilder who trains 3 hours a day? Can you see him write an article in textbook fashion that has an introduction and then breaks out point and a good outline form and then expresses up with a good summary at the end? Can you see that person writing an article that way? Generally not, right? Okay.
Zane probably could.
right. Yeah, I'm not saying exclusively no one can, but generally he's not going to do that. You know who could?
Right.
That guy who was a pencil neck back in school, who said, you know, I want to get into lifting, and then he got into lifting. He's average Joe, but he can write an article that would make you think that wow, this guy really outlined all the science and all these theories in a well thought out manner, and so they're just black and white letters to you, right? You don't know who's writing them, right? And usually the foundation all laid out, the best explained articles aren't by the kind of guys that you think. And someone did post some pictures of on the internet. I saw on one message board of all the gurus, all the bodybuilding gurus, pictures of them. And you know, a lot of these guys, you wouldn't even think they even trained at all.
I know what you mean.
And I see that all the time. Ken is when.
Right.
I got these guys debating back and forth because I like to make this simple. Stimulate the muscle, get the hell out of there, eat right, go enjoy your life, live your life, do it again. Be doing the same thing 3 months from now, 6 months from now. They're going to be like you, Ken. You know, you probably know that you have, there's a next level to you. But right now you're executing, you're feeling good, you're looking great, you're getting everything, you're enjoying this whole process, okay? I get guys who go back and forth because, what's that?
You're right. I mean, I do know there's a next level.
Right, but you're happy with where you are. There's guys, but you're in the game, Ken. What's that?
So I'm always discovering something new about my body.
Right. The most important thing, Ken, the most important thing is that you're in the game. You're doing. You're learning as you're going. I deal with a lot of guys who kind of sit back and they theorize. They read articles. They pick them apart. I get guys going back and forth. They challenge my simple process, about doing this. Max OT training, it's all about simplicity. It doesn't make it complex, you know, because I realize it's that consistency. It's showing up. It's doing the things that you're doing. Anyway, I'll go back and forth, and I share this story a few times on the radio. They'll go back and forth on theories and science and everything like that. I'll get into that if, you know, I see that that's what they want to do. I'll meet these guys at an expo or somewhere around the country, and I'm telling you, Ken, these guys look like they don't even train. Like they never even stepped in the gym, but they did acquire a lot of knowledge. They did break down a lot of science. So, I'm just giving you a little insight into how to decipher all the magazines. Because I'll tell you, Ken, me at 46, you at 44, we can train together. I wouldn't put you on a two-hour routine. I'm in and out of there with cardio under an hour, okay?
Wow.
You know, all those stereotypes of what you think, you're getting it from those guys who've been training for 3 to 5 years who are the most passionate about it, writing all those articles. You're getting an impression of what it may take, and it doesn't. You know, any guy who puts a lot of science in the articles to support his point, I could see what frame he's coming from. But you and I can train in the gym. We can both get in and out of there. It would totally change your idea of what it takes to build your body. All right? And, you know, we can talk about that on further shows. You email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com by calling the show, and I really appreciate you adding your flavor and dimension to the show. I'll send you my free ebook, packing on muscle, Max Ortiz style. And, you know, again, I want to keep you certain, keep you going, but just some other type of theories, you'll see a different way of it, explaining it too. But, and also, here's the other thing about information in the magazine. It's like ice cream. What's your favorite ice cream, Ken?
I don't really like ice cream, but a chocolate.
All right.
So.
Okay, let's just say it's Rocky Road, and maybe I like chocolate
right.
mint. Ben, are you on the line still?
I am, yes.
Right.
What's your favorite ice cream?
I'd have to say strawberry.
Okay, so we're all, just because, you know, you're most driven or you identify most with strawberry, me, chocolate mint, and you, Rocky Road, that doesn't mean the other ice creams aren't good. They just don't appeal to us. It's not our thing. And remember that as you're deciphering the information, it's approach. You know, is it simple? Is it passionate? Do you feel the passion in the words? Is it science-based? Or did he write it like a textbook? You know what I mean? Like that university teacher would have laid it all out. We're just we're all driven to information, like different ice cream. And we just need to remember that as we're reading the magazines, that let's not discount strawberry ice cream. Oh, jeez. Strawberry ice cream sucks. That's terrible. God, the information, you know, anyone who puts out strawberry ice cream, they suck. They don't know what they're talking about. It's just different. It's just appealing us to it in a different way. Ben, do you have anything you want to add to anything that Ken said or anything you can do to help him or any comments that you've noticed?
Yeah, I was just mentioning, you know, what he was saying about, you know, just some days lighter and that type of thing. I feel it's, you know, probably would be, you know, it could be a worthwhile thing, just seeing if you can just, you know, lift the intensity levels a little bit more and just be consistent with that, you know, would be a great thing, you know, just more effective, efficient, and getting a much better result possibly. So yeah, this is the main thing I want to add, but it sounds
right.
like he's doing excellent.
Yeah. Like I said, and for those of you who are fitness professionals out there, and I know Ben is one too, I mean, you might want to listen to this podcast over again. And this is very, very important as a coach, as a mentor, as a trainer. You notice how I didn't just tell Ben what to do. You know what I mean? I asked him a series of questions to see where he was in this whole process. And then I tailor information that's going to take him to the next level to give him more clarity. Ben is already doing it. I mean, Ken is already doing what he needs to do. You know, what I just did for Ken is maybe just open his mind for more clarity to really enhance what he does. You know, the worst thing a personal trainer could do, who's someone, I don't know, who just really advocates, weight training only one day a week, and he finds out that Ken is training 3 days a week. And I just throw that out there just, you know, just for an example. You know, Ben was happy. He's getting the results that he wants. And then just immediately that someone throws their opinion that only one day of training is the only thing he needs and then goes on about what their beliefs are. Okay, you wouldn't be a good coach. You wouldn't be a good trainer, a good mentor doing it that way because, again, certainty and confidence to make sure that Ken is doing the same thing he's doing 3 months from now, 6 months from now, continuing to feel great about what he does. That's what your job as a teacher and a mentor is. Does that make sense to you, Ben?
Absolutely. Definitely does.
Yeah. And Ken, now when you're in the, are you work out in a commercial gym or work at a home or?
A commercial gym. So.
Okay. Do you have people ever ask you for advice? Do you ever ask advice, people in the gym, or you just do your thing and get out of there?
People have come up to me, you know, and asked me some questions, and I'll go and ask, you know, if I see somebody doing something I'm not familiar with, I'll ask them, you know, when they're available. Usually the people in there are pretty intense, so I don't want to, you know, interrupt their concentration.
Right. So when people come and ask you questions, what kind of questions are they asking you?
What's a good example? Well, I like doing legs, so they're always asking me about leg exercises because
right.
I love doing squats and stuff. So, you know,
how
to do that and, you know, that sort of thing.
I got
you. I mean,
you.
It's not many people, so it's not like
yeah.
I get, you know, tons of people asking me, but, you know,
Yeah, I was just going to use that to take the opportunity.
Once every 2 or 3 weeks.
Right. You know, a lot of times, and this is something to be careful, I talk about, I have some other shows out, and I do the, or can I do the Manformation show? I do a Manformation fitness show, and it teaches men to be more certain and more confident in everything that they do and carry that attitude in their body and their body language and, you know, different things. And one thing that over the years is that as I give men more certainty to train and do their thing in the gym, the common question comes up is when other people kind of question the things that they do in the gym. And it doesn't sound like this is your situation, and how that rocks their sense of certainty and confidence, especially when it's like max OT training. That's a training that I advocate, and it may have fewer reps, workouts are shorter, maybe heavier weight or something like that. And they'll get questioned about that, and the people aren't questioning them because they really want to know. See, everybody's walking around that gym looking for certainty and confidence, like you have, Ken. You know, it took them so long just to get on a pattern and stuff, and so then they finally are in a pattern and they're showing up to the gym, and then guess what? They see somebody who looks good like you training a different way, and they don't want to change what they're doing because it took them so long to get certainty and confidence in the way they're training, but they see you training a different way. A lot of times they're not approaching you to really learn. They want you to explain what you're doing so they can shoot holes in it, so they can go back to what they're doing and stay certain and confident. Does that make sense?
I understand that. There's a lot of guys who do not, who when they come and talk, they're there. I don't know what they're there for, the talk to me. You know, it's like they're not trying to be, they're not to learn anything or take any of it. Sort of, I don't know, it's not jealous, but I think there's a rivalry in the gym.
Yeah, no, and that's, I just want to let you know is that, you know, I would present myself in a certain body language, like I really don't want to hear what anyone has to say, unless their physique is just absolutely amazing. But the guy who has the physique that's absolutely amazing, he's not going to even come up to you because he's just going to let you do your thing.
Right.
I guess what I'm saying to you is the reason why they're coming up to you is they want you to say something stupid about the way you're training so that they can say, oh, okay, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I can go back to what I'm doing and stay certain.
Right.
The only reason why they're coming to you is you're doing something differently than they are, and it's causing them to be a little bit uncertain. They're not there to learn. Unless, you know, that's not always true, but you understand what I'm saying. That rivalry thing you talked about, it's basically they are struggling for certainty. And what you're doing is making them question their sense of certainty. Ben, do you have anything to add to that? Have you experienced that before?
Generally, it's great when a person has that certainty. I find, you know, generally I'm in the gym quite often, a lot of people will come up and actually ask for advice and that type of thing.
Right.
Get that quite a bit. And certainly, you know, it's great if you can just assist them in that way and actually mentor people. So, yeah, it's great, you know, that certainty, confidence just makes all the difference in the world. Absolutely,
right, right.
For sure.
It's just that a lot of guys, again, and I was just kind of warning Ken, is that just to have a certain body language. Now, if people coming up to you are different, I mean, you're a trainer in the gym, they're coming to you for advice, they see you as an expert. A lot of times that rivalry that Ben was talking about. So, anyway, gentlemen, again, Ken called today's show. He had a lot of dimension, a lot of insight that I'm sure was helpful to everyone listening, because I know that when we have callers call in, that there's a lot of people who are going through their same journey at the same time. So, Ken, thanks a lot for calling. Ken's going to email me at skip@skipplecore.com, get my free ebook, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. Ben, thank you very much for joining the show. And visit skipplecore.com. SKIPLACOUR.com. Hey, check out my complete video package, book and DVD package. I have it bundled for one low price. Check that out at skipplecore.com. Visit the Manformation website, Manformation, M-A-N-F-O-R-M-A, in TILNManformation.com. Check out the website. Sign up for the free newsletters. It's Alpha Strategies That Transform You into the Man You Really Want to Be. Check out the message board and communicate with like-minded individuals just like yourself who are striving to take not only their bodies but their lives to the next level too. Thank you very much for joining the show, and we'll see you again here next week.
Thank you.